right, it's time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 18th of May. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1096, the Worms Massacre, one of a series of attacks on Jewish communities perpetrated by the armies of the First Crusade, began on this day in the town of Worms, Germany. Following a rumour that local Jews had drowned a Christian and used the body to poison the town's well, Crusaders began indiscriminately rounding up and murdering every Jewish individual they could find. All in all, around 800 were slaughtered, including the Jewish martyr Minna of Worms, who was killed after refusing to convert to Christianity. Day in 1302, Flemish militia in Bruges, following a disagreement around the importation and sale of English sheep's wool, snuck into the houses being used by a French garrison and systematically killed off every French soldier they could find. To make sure they were only killing the right people, the militia would ask every captive they found to repeat the Flemish phrase "Shield en vriend," meaning shield and friend, which was difficult for French speakers to say correctly, so if they failed, they would be killed. Around 2,000 were ultimately estimated to have died in the massacre. May 18th in 1652, Rhode Island passed the first law in English-speaking North America, making slavery illegal. The Seven Years' War began on today's date in 1756 when Great Britain declared war on France. As part of the Napoleonic Wars, the United Kingdom revoked the Treaty of Amiens and declared war on France on today's date again in 1803. 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte was proclaimed Emperor of the French by the French Senate. 1927, in Michigan, an angry school treasurer, upset by rising taxes and his defeat in a recent election for township clerk, decided to deal with that anger by first killing his wife and firebombing his farm, and then setting off another bomb that killed 38 elementary school children and 6 adults, as well as injuring 58 other people before killing himself in what is known as the Bath School Disaster or Bath School Massacre. What a massacre today. It's not a great day. Jackie Cochran became the first woman to break the sound barrier on today's date in 1953. Good on you, Jackie. 1974, under Project Smiling Buddha, India successfully detonated its first nuclear weapon, becoming the sixth nation in the world to do so. And on the same day in 1974, John Howard first entered Parliament as an opposition backbencher for the electorate of Bennelong. The very first time, can you imagine the hopes and dreams that little Johnny had ahead of him? Did he have any inkling of what was to come? Dream big, 1974, John Howard. May 18th in 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted in Washington, killing 57 people and causing $3 billion worth of damage. And finally in 2005, a second photo from the Hubble Space Telescope confirmed that Pluto has an additional 2 moons, Nix and Hydra. It has more moons than us, and still we stopped calling Pluto a planet. Seems a little bit unfair, really. Some famous birthdays for us as well. Old school Hollywood director Frank Capra was born on today's date in 1897. Pope John Paul II, 1920. Xiao Yon Fat is 63 today. And the very funny Tina Fey is 48. Happy birthday, Tina. Some very famous musos for us as well. Perry Como, born on today's date in 1912. John Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys is 70. King of Country George Strait is 66. Jim McGinney of Midnight Oil is 62. Troy Cassidaly is 49. Bill Howardell of A Perfect Circle is 38. And Jack Johnson is 43. Some terrific artists. Some terrific artist in there, but we are going out on this one this morning. This one going out to Rick Wakeman, pianist for Yes. He's 63 this morning. Very happy birthday, Rick. Actually a session musician with a whole concert hall of terrific artists, including David Bowie, T-Rex, Ozzy Osbourne, Elton John, Cat Stevens, as well as being an absolutely terrific solo artist. This track from Yes's fourth album, Fragile, this was the first album to feature Wakeman on keyboards. This track is Roundabout from Yes. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.
In and around the lake, mountains come out of the sky, they stand there.